It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
We're going to get back into some NFL. Thursday night football recap was the Packers and the Bears. And I mean, I really knew going into that game it wasn't going to be much of a game. Aaron Rodgers attempted 50-some passes and completed 39 of them, which was a Packers record.
Yeah, Packers record for completions. I think he beat Brett Favre, who had 36 or something like that.
But 39 completions in one game?
But if you watch that game, it was pretty obvious what they were trying
to do. Well, they had no run game.
They had literally no run game.
Because Eddie Lacy's out.
Eddie Lacy went to IR. They just traded for Nile Davis, which was their first trade since 2010. I mean,
Nile Davis has some ability, though, so that
would
be interesting.
As a kickoff returner.
He does, but
as a running back, no.
We'll see.
I mean, so they're gonna use that short passing game as their run game, and it's kind of going off of what the Patriots have done for years. You've seen Peyton Manning teams do it in the past. I mean, some of those elite quarterbacks have been able to do that, get away without the lack of a run game, and use that short game, use those slants, those bubble screens, a lot of that for the run game instead. And that's how Aaron Rodgers ended up with 39 completions, but it was still a struggle. I mean, they won 26-10, but it was still a struggle.
Against
they were losing
a not very good Bears team.
A third string quarterback in Matt Barkley.
Not very good Bears team. And you looked at the Bears at the beginning of that game with how Brian Hoyer was playing. And there was a very weird sense that the Bears were going to hang with them. And then Brian Hoyer got hurt.
Of course Brian Hoyer got
right.
hurt.
And Matt Barkley has to come in.
A broken arm. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that hit.
He had
but
a broken
looked,
arm?
He broke
it
his arm.
It looked
oh, geez.
Awful.
How like, did he do that?
He got pinched with Clay Matthews. Arm got stuck.
Yeah.
Came down, and it got pinched.
Man.
I mean, it was almost an immediate, you knew.
Yeah.
Like that was, and my mom texted me and said, did he just break his arm? like
that's
how
when
apparent.
You know. When your mom texts you and says, did he just break his arm? You know he just broke his arm.
But that's one of the things too, though, is it was hard watching that game because of how much we know the Bears to not be good, to be hanging with the Packers. It was scary.
And then, but you look at this offense and you look at this talent on the Packers and I can't put all the blame on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this Packers team is not talented. It's not talented. And Aaron Rodgers, we've been relying on his greatness for so long. I mean, they have no talent on this team.
But do they have Jordy Nelson back?
He's been able to get no separation. He's off his ACL.
There were three. And my mom and I had a full conversation about him. There were three replays of Aaron Rodgers who decided to throw short because he was pressured in the pocket. Lightly, not heavy pressure, lightly. And there were three that if he had waited less than a second more looking downfield, Jordan created a lot of space. And he could have lobbed it over his head and thrown it long. There would have been a great, great pass.
So the game on Thursday nights.
Well, Thursday night should be canceled. I don't think.
You think so? Man, that was quick.
Thursday night is.
What about Color Rush?
The quality of football
you don't
we
want
see.
The Color Rush uniforms anymore? Come on.
They've been getting better.
You but didn't like those all Jets greens ones?
Oh, gosh. It looked like Christmas out there.
It was hilarious.
The quality of football on Thursday nights has suffered so much. These players are not ready to play from Sunday to Thursday.
That is a really short week.
So many players complained that
like
they don't want to play on Thursday.
Or Saturday night. Just go Friday or Saturday. I know Saturday they can't with college, but why not Friday?
They need to get rid of Thursday night football. It's simple as that.
So I like Thursday night football. It means that the week is almost over and there's something I can look forward to.
But we keep getting games like this where the quality is so subpar.
But that hasn't always happened. I mean, we look at Thursday night games in different situations like that. Yeah, this year, yes. But a couple years ago, didn't Peyton Manning come out and throw like 7 touchdowns for the Denver Broncos? I mean, this year sucks, but we have not great quarterbacks and not great teams playing with a lot of injuries.
Well, so what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers? Is it really him or is it this situation?
It's very much him.
I disagree.
I don't know. I think it's the situation. Aaron Rodgers is the same quarterback he's been.
Do you think Mike McCarthy's a good coach?
No.
Do you think you need to evolve in the NFL with your offensive scheme and your coaching style?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Has he evolved at all in the last 10 years?
No, Aaron Rodgers or Mike McCarthy?
Mike McCarthy.
I don't think either of them have.
I don't think the quarterback needs to evolve. I think the system needs to evolve, and your
Which
coaching
will
style
evolve
needs to
the
evolve.
Quarterback because he'll adapt
exactly.
to the system.
Mike McCarthy, it's time for him to go. He hasn't been able to. He's not proving that he can evolve. He hasn't changed anything up. This is the same offense, and now Jordy Nelson can't get separation.
No, they changed everything because he's not throwing downfield anymore.
They did today. They did Thursday night because they had to because they finally realized Jordy Nelson can't get separation and Randall Cobb is not a good wide receiver
how
and they don't have the talent.
How many yards?
Because of Aaron Rodgers' greatness.
No, this guy
a couple years ago was the greatest quarterback we've ever seen.
He was, but he hasn't adapted since then. Randall Cobb had how many receptions?
Because of Aaron Rodgers. You go put Randall Cobb on the Jets, he'd have 20 receptions for 400 yards on the year.
I don't know about that. I honestly don't know about that because I honestly feel like a Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson, both, I believe that if they were with another quarterback who had the gall to throw it to them in any situation, knowing that they were going to take, if they had a Tony Romo, and believe me, I'm saying
Stop it.
I believe that they would have far more yards.
Stop it.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
All right. Speaking of the Jets, you've got, I mean, probably one of the most interesting QB situations in the NFL as they just named Geno Smith the starter over Fitzpatrick, who they spent the entire offseason trying to get Fitzpatrick to re-sign, and now he's not even their starting quarterback, so they spent all this money on him, and now they don't even have him. So, Thomas, you're the Jets fan. Let's hear your opinion on Geno Smith
being your starter. I said this in the offseason. We don't need Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick has proven to be a journeyman quarterback. He's proven that once he gets the money, that he throws interceptions and he can't do it again. He can't repeat seasons. I wanted them to go to Geno Smith to bridge to Bryce Petty or Hackenberg in the offseason. I said that countless times.
Okay,
and I think
this
is the right decision. You give Geno Smith a chance to prove if he has got anything left. He's only 25 years old.
Why don't they just go on to Hackenberg?
He's not ready. He's got no reps, which is their fault because they signed Fitzpatrick, which has given no reps to Bryce Petty or Hackenberg, so they are not ready.
Okay, Bryce Petty's not going to be your quarterback, but I could
see
Christian Hackenberg being...
Give them both a chance now
Christian
that you
Hackenberg
have...
has the fundamental skills to be a good quarterback in the NFL. That he's got the arm, he's got the size, and he's got the mental capabilities.
In a situation with the Jets, do you really feel like it's the quarterback? Because I don't.
Okay, whenever your quarterback throws six interceptions in one game like he did against the Chiefs.
I am pretty sure that Geno Smith is going to throw three this weekend.
Yeah, but I don't. And that means I don't think they'll win.
It's still the right decision to go to Geno Smith.
Yes, it is definitely the right decision to change quarterbacks.
Yeah, it is. But in a situation like this, I don't think the system helps in any way, shape, or form.
All right, real quick. Should Dak stay the starter over Tony Romo when Tony returns?
No.
I say yes.
I think we disagree here, Kyle.
That's fine.
Dak should start. You're winning six straight.
You don't change that.
You don't change that. You don't change the momentum that this guy has with Zeke Elliott. He's obviously got that connection. I don't say trade Romo this year, but at the end of this year, it's time to let go of Romo. It's time to let go of Dez. You get rid of those two guys. You got that chemistry going on this team.
Okay,
stick with Dak.
I look at the Cowboys like I look at Alabama, and I'm serious here. As far as Jalen Hurts and Dak Prescott go, they add the dimension of the read option to that offense, to an offense that was mainly being a pro-style offense. They add the dimension of the read option.
And they don't turn the ball over.
Exactly. And look at what the running backs have been able to do for both teams. Their rushing numbers have been out of the roof because defenses don't know what to do. They've got to respect the pass. They've got to respect the running backs. And they've got to respect the quarterback's legs. You can't do all three. So you got to pick one and hope you pick right.
No.
Let's hear it. Tony Romo or Dak Prescott?
Tony Romo.
Why?
Look at their line.
So?
Their line is the best unit that our generation has ever seen. Every running back that has ever played behind them has had awesome yards.
Which is why you
DeMarco
need to rely
Murray.
On Zeke Elliott
DeMarco
and
Murray.
Not
Boom,
the quarterback.
Done.
Yeah, exactly.
And you
awesome.
Can do that
then he
easier
traded,
with
He didn't do
Dak.
Anything. I'm still talking because it's that big
you,
of a deal.
You are making,
Tony
you
Romo,
are making your running back's life easier.
Yes.
If you have Dak Prescott in as your quarterback.
No. You're yes. also, both of them. Both, any of them. You can put any quarterback. You can put Mark Sanchez in there and they're going to win. You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, that's not true.
That's
it's
not true.
Gonna
he's going to turn the ball over.
I know. I don't believe it.
How much better is the NFC this year with the Vikings, Seahawks, Cowboys, and the Falcons all being what we would consider elite teams?
It's so awesome to see because all of our teams that used to be so great in my childhood growing up watching people like Randy Moss and Chris Carter for the Vikings are now there again. And it's really exciting because you have these kind of historically good teams almost back in the limelight for the first time in a long time where they're playing at such a high caliber that those are really your games that you want to see. I cannot wait for the Eagles and Vikings. I cannot wait to see what the Cowboys do. I can't wait to see some of these teams that in the last 2 years, 3 years, I've
and
been like,
what you just said is exactly why you leave Dak Prescott the quarterback, but we'll leave it at that. So,
I feel like Donald Trump. Wrong.
I mean, just look at the talent, though, between the AFC and the NFC. How many elite teams are in the NFC? Maybe four?
Four or five. And there's maybe only two in the AFC?
Vikings, Seahawks, Falcons, Cowboys. That's at least four elite teams in the NFC. Yeah. Then now you look at the AFC.
And then the thing with the NFC is you've got so many teams that this year are not having great seasons that could any game
the
have
Cardinals.
A good year. The Panthers. I'm sorry, the Panthers have the talent to win any game. They've just got to put it together. So do the Cardinals. So do the Saints, if they can find a defense, they can put up the points. So the NFC is
the Giants. You never know what happens to them when they get into the playoffs.
When Odell Beckham Jr. gets going, who knows? Just like he showed up last week.
See, look at that talent in the NFC. Now look at the AFC. You got the Patriots.
That's it. Okay, Broncos.
Maybe the Broncos a step behind, but I put them at the level of...
And then maybe the Bengals, but the Bengals can't win a playoff game.
Not this year.
They can't win a playoff game.
Bengals are what, 2-4 this year?
And now,
are they
really?
Yeah, they're rough.
Wow. They're having a bad
year.
And
then you've got the Steelers, but the Steelers just lost Big Ben for possibly 6 weeks. I'm going to say more around three. But there's really nobody after the Patriots.
There's at least four teams that could win the Super Bowl in the NFC, and maybe one or two in the AFC. I mean, other than the Broncos and the Patriots, and then maybe with a healthy Steeler team, they could win. But it's really the Patriots.
But you know, in the AFC, though, the one that I'm really excited to see is the entire AFC West. What happens between the AFC West is really going to be who probably battles out against the Patriots in the AFC Championship. Because we look at those teams. You've got the Oakland Raiders, which are 4-2. You've got Denver Broncos, 4-2. Kansas City
Oakland.
Chiefs. Oakland has done such an amazing job. But I don't see them as Super Bowl contenders this year.
Maybe. This is the
AFC
year. I'm
yes.
sorry. Cleveland won a basketball championship. The Cubs and the Indians are about to play for the for the World Series. Why not let the Oakland Raiders make it?
Because they have no defense?
True. And the Patriots would probably put up 60 on them. But who knows? One game.
I mean, to me, the AFC is boring, and the NFC is wide open.
I find that so weird. You say they have no defense when they have Khalil Mack.
That's it. That's literally
that
it. You could put up
they
the
got
Saints
rid of
put up
Charles
40
Woodson
on them.
Retired,
like everybody puts
so.
40.
Drew Brees puts 40 on anybody.
No, he put them at away. Like away at... Drew Brees can't score away. He only scores in the Superdome.
No, they played the Raiders in the Superdome.
Was it in the Superdome?
It was in the
Superdome. It doesn't matter because
that was whenever they went for that 2-point conversion at the end of the game.
You can still throw all over the Raiders. That's not an elite defense compared to a lot of these other teams. What is Tom Brady going to do to that Oakland Raider defense?
Well, Tom Brady's
like
a surgeon.
I know, but look what he did
again. Tom Brady would
he couldn't do anything against that Denver defense. No, not that Denver defense last year in the playoffs.
Do you realize, like, the situation that Denver was in, that they perfectly had that lined up and set up because they played Brock Osweiler against them, and they lost to Brock Osweiler.
Can we talk about how bad Brock Osweiler is right now?
He's ruining DeAndre Hopkins'
He might
career.
Be one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL
I
right
can't
now.
Believe him. Like, there are.
Do you think they regret giving him $60 million?
Oh, without
absolutely.
A doubt.
And do you think without that the Broncos, do you think Elway's just laughing?
Oh, Elway looks so smart right now.
He's got to be laughing. Brock Osweiler sucks.
So can anybody beat the Patriots in the AFC?
With a healthy Ben Roethlisberger, Pittsburgh would have a chance.
Maybe.
I think they would.
They have a chance.
No, I think they would because the New England Patriots, as much as Jimmy Butler is a really good defensive back, I don't think he could hang with all of their backs. They have Sammy Coates, Antonio Brown. They have to cover Marcus Wheaton. Like, all those situations, I think the Steelers with a healthy Ben Roethlisberger, they could do it.
AFC is all Patriots. They have the cheat code. They have the cheat code. They have the cheat code. They have the two tight end set that they're running right now with 6'6 Martellus Bennett and 6'5 Gronk.
I told you to play Marcellus still.
I traded him.
Oh my God!
Freddie Lacy.
I can't deal with you. You know he's gonna have touchdowns this week.
I got Jimmy Graham though. It's all good.
All right.
But still.
Oh my gosh.